18. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
I said, glory to God. Saints, it takes the courage and the boldness to openly serve God. Jesus asked the disciples, he asked them, say, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? And they're talking to God, the Son. He said, you better know who you're with. Because there's consequences. He said, but I've got you covered. God didn't save you to have you be ashamed of him and his power. He paid with blood. Turn to your neighbor and say, you've been paid for. If you've been paid for the way the Bible says, that means your life is priceless. It's priceless. And the things concerning your life, Lord have mercy. They are kingdom projects. Oh, this has been good, yeah. Oh, this has been good. I used to think, I said, God, you called me in the ministry to pastor and to teach. He said, no. He said, I call you to do all the stuff I tell you to do. He said, I want my power released. He said, I want you to tell about all the stuff. He said, I want it demonstrated. You guys, Brother Boone, help me here. You football players, we come out the classroom, they done showed us the play, they done gave us the playbook, they done went over the playbook, they've answered your question, they told you five times, but you gotta go on the field and you gotta do a walkthrough. I say you gotta do a walkthrough. Help me back there, Boone, don't you? We gotta do a walkthrough, don't we? So the way you do the walkthrough is say, line, you line up, let me be sure you understand. Y'all in here today, y'all praying in the Holy Ghost. This is like a walkthrough here. It's real. It's live. I say it's live. When you get home, you know what to do. You won't be analyzed. You'll get to doing it. And you have in the walkthrough, you do the walkthrough. The coach say, I need to see you. Go where you're supposed to go. Do what you're supposed to do. And then he say, okay, let's do it live. We do it live. Let's do it under the threat of danger. Let's do it when we hit. We're going to hit you now. It's live. Well, see in here like this right here, you get to practice and get a feel, because when you leave out these doors, that's your mission field, but that's not heaven. Come on, somebody. Man, I tell you, any good coach, he wants to know his players equipped. You come in at halftime. Lord have mercy. Go say, what y'all doing? Y'all know better than this. What y'all doing? Do what you know to do. He said, I've seen you do it. So as you pray in the Holy Ghost, don't put this down. You got to have a boldness. You have your boldness. Don't play with this. You don't know who you're playing with. You can't. God didn't tell you to match wits with the devil. He's been the devil longer than you've been living. Hello, somebody. He's been the devil longer than you've been living. God said, lean not to your own understanding. Hallelujah. But you pray. God said, he give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Well, I tell you, this has been good. Amen. I guess we do the rest in about 5 minutes or whatever. Listen, I want to thank y'all for just your obedience. Amen. Obeying God. Amen. I'm not trying to win a prize or get voted in or get elected to nothing. Can you say amen? I'm not trying to get on nobody's pleasing list. I ain't talking about y'all. You see what I'm saying? I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about just in general. Amen. God wants done what he wants done. Remember that when he tell you to do something. Do what he tell you to do. The way he say do it. And you leave the rest up to him. Leave it up to him. Well, my children, they don't, my children, never mind your children. You do what God say do. The way God say do it, God will handle your children. Anybody that got to do with whatever, God will handle them. Can you say amen? But how many of you know he got blessing in mind? I say he have blessing in mind for you. Well, I just see it in the spirit. Have you been blessed? Well, listen, I want you to do this. I want you to give the Lord a praise. Not right now. Give the Lord a praise. And then turn to two people and say, I believe I received my breakthrough. Just turn to somebody and tell them, say, this is the church. And then you can sit out and then we'll do the offering. Then we'll do the communion. And then I'll do my message. We'll go home. Yeah, go ahead. Talk to somebody. Talk to somebody. Talk to somebody. Thank you, Brenda. Talk to somebody. These are not drunk as you suppose. These are not drunk as you suppose. Seeing it's but the ninth hour of the day. But this is that was spoken by the Holy Ghost. This was spoken by the prophet Joel. Amen. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Where God said, I will pour out of my spirit. Glory be to God. My. He said, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh in that day. Upon all, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream. Amen. Isn't God awesome? My God, my God. Brothers, come on, if y'all would, let's do communion. Amen. What a blessing. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Miracle, 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 miracle. Amen. Now, I'll tell you another story while they're coming. I'm waiting on them to come. Tell you another story, and when you put these testimonies together, amen, that it encourages me in this dimension with how the great man and woman of God, T.L. and Daisy Osborne, mighty men and women of God, man and woman of God, they both have gone home to be with the Lord, and they were missionaries, international missionaries. They went around the world preaching the gospel with no power. It's their testimony. It's in their own book. Their thick book. Some of you have a copy of it. You've seen it come out years ago. T.L. Osborne used to be on TV. Some of you, your parents, used to get magazines from T.L. Osborne all the time. He's the guy that looked like the Burger King guy. He had the beard, you know. That was him. Can I get a witness? How many of y'all remember the magazines you used to get at your house? Some of y'all threw them in the garbage. You should have been reading them. But, yeah, that was T.L. Osborne. And they went to these nations. They went to nations of India. They went to Muslim countries and all over. It's all in their textbook on soul winning out where the sinners are. I'm going to tell you something about the power of the Holy Ghost around sinners. He want to demonstrate. Those gifts manifest awesome when you're in the midst of people that are not saved. But anyway, so they preached the gospel. They were preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, just like good preachers do. And they told the people that this is the word of God. Them people said, no, it ain't. This is it right here. They had the Quran and the other Bible. They said, this is the word of God. Without the miracles of God, you're just another religion. You have another church. They came back home discouraged, despondent, rejected, dejected, but they were encouraged. And the one difference, I'm talking about a whole round the world ministry to come back home and realize they weren't filled with the Holy Ghost. The only difference in them. Now, I commend them because they had enough, maybe obedience of God to say, okay, let's do this over. They went back after being filled with the Holy Ghost. They checked their own doctrine. Yes, they did. They realized that story was so impactful to me. I'm like, boy, I'm right. Some people won't admit when they're wrong. Can I get a witness? Yeah, some people, you have to admit when you're wrong and you don't get it. Oh, forgive me, Lord, and get me on the right track. And they went back, and all the miracles, they captured in the book, in the big crusades, kind of like you see some of Ben Hinn crusades. You know, in these countries where you'll have 50,000 people in outdoor crusades or tent crusades. And it costs a lot to do all that, but still, they had people saved, healed, delivered, demons cast out. Some of you had no idea how much demonic activity operates in other countries. I mean, we're in a basic Christian environment in America. But you go to countries where the demons got statues and stuff like that. They got places in museums. They got names and histories. You got to break that stuff. That stuff will be on the people. Amen. They'd be doing all kind of stuff. Some of them try to mix it with Christianity. And that's just an example of some of the countries. So they went back and they cast out devils, laid hands on the sick, and the rest was history. And the difference in their ministry, it ought to be in yours. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. I think people not filled with the Holy Ghost. Because I've been there. I was saved and I was filled with the Holy Ghost 13 years after being a Christian. You just playing church. What you mean? Who you talking about playing church? I don't know. Whoever hear it on the radio. What do you mean? Not, why would you come off to me like that, brother? Because I've been there. I've done that. Amen. Man, you go to regular church, step out, stand outside, smoke a cigar, reefer, whatever you want to. It won't even bother you. You playing church. Well, I'm going, I know that Jesus loves you. Yeah, you're going to go to hell when you die, and you might go quicker than you want to. Because the devil's trying to kill you. Hello, somebody. But for the grace of God. Now, well, why are you telling us this? Because of your love for people who are not filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, I just leave them. No, don't just leave them. Begin to pray for them. Well, how you did? Well, my friend came and got me. My roommate from college, he came and got me. Texas Southern roommate. He was a quarterback. He lived in Sanford. He came up. He was in ministry. Amen, my brother. He came all the way to Jacksonville and said, I want you to go with me. Go with me somewhere. In that love. Who you picking up? You should have picked up somebody, brought them in here today that got them filled with the Holy Ghost. Bring them next week. You love them, go get them. He came and got me, and I actually met him over there at New Covenant, and Dr. Price was there. That's the first time he'd ever been to Jacksonville preaching, amen, Sister Valentine. And there was a long service. Him and Lester Summerall or some more of them, they were late into the night. That service went to about 12 or 1 o'clock. Now, if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, you stay at a church service at 1 o'clock, you're a prisoner, somebody holding you hostage. Because you wanted to go about 9. I wanted to look spiritual, right? You know, you want to impress them. Yeah, you know, hey, y'all here, I'm here. Hey, I'm spiritual too. Not so. I'm ready to go. But it was a good message and everything, so. When they got down to the part about being baptized, sometimes when you don't have something that you need, you don't know you don't have it. Yeah, I didn't know I didn't have it. And I didn't know I needed it because when I got it, I didn't know what to do with it. That's the predicament that many believers, Christian people that God loves, are in. They don't know they don't have it. They don't know what it's for. They don't know it. You have to tell them. But so you pray. You begin to pray for them. And God will put laborers around them to get it. You'll be amazed at how many people you all are going to affect. I got to move on. So anyway, I got filled with the Holy Ghost, went back to my regular church. I tell this over and over. I got back in the regular church, maybe, you know, church where I would go, where I played church at. Y'all, either y'all sleepy or y'all just real good listeners. And but I knew everybody in the church because I was famous, I was popular, everybody knew me. And I don't think before that time I took a Bible. I mean, I was a pro football player, so you know they know me. I'm in the church. They figure I have a lot of money. And I did, according to what I used to have. Can I get a witness? Y'all got a lot of money in here, too, according to what you used to have. Can you say amen? Come on, now look where you came from. Now look where you came from. No. Yeah, you rich compared to most of where you came from. Amen. Hello. Didn't even have, y'all ain't even have no car. You're walking, catching the bus and everything. Somebody didn't have bus fare. But God. I'm going on. Who you talking about? I had bus fare, baby. I know, I'm just kidding. So I got filled with the Holy Ghost, went back to church, and the choir started singing. I threw my hands up in the air. I took a Bible to church. Y'all know, I was in the denomination. I took my Bible to church. And through my hands, Sister Wilhelmina, I was over at, I had gone to Mount Olive because Reverend Bach had gone over there. Mama had, we had gone over to Mount Olive with Reverend Bach. And I didn't know they washed feet. Can you say amen? Any of y'all come out of church where they wash feet? You missionary Baptists, right? Yeah, Rosalind was there. She was there when I went. So I didn't know. It's a lot of stuff you don't know what's going on when you don't go but once every three months and stuff. They can change the location of the church. You miss it. But anyway, let me go on. I don't tell jokes, but I have stories. So I got in there, and the choir, all of a sudden, it's like the choir had been, we done replaced the choir with new voices or something. They sound so good. I thought it was them. It wasn't. It was me. I was filled with the Holy Ghost. I didn't know that he magnifies everything. Everything get magnified. And I'm standing up, not realizing I'm the only one standing up, praising God. Because you know in church, the person that jump up and be hollering and screaming out usually a woman. She usually sit near the end of the second row where the ushers can get to her. Y'all know it. You remember. Remember where the Holy Ghost lady sat in your church? Y'all always had a couple of them. Y'all put up with them. They were going to holler the loudest. They were going to pass out. They were going to get the Holy Ghost or whatever before the service was over. Amen. And so y'all put up with her until, you know, the ushers came and fanned her. And after a while, she was all right. I never saw it happen to a guy, you know, but it's usually a woman. And at our church, she was on the second row right down the end, right there. So they could get to her real quick. Well, I was over here where Sister Anita is, halfway in the back. There wasn't nobody to get to me or nothing. Then they realized it was me. They're like, wow, what's happening today? You know, he's standing all up, his hands all up. And I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, something going on here. What did I eat for breakfast? Was it my breakfast? No, something happened. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm not looking at people because I'm feeling now. I'm not feeling embarrassed, but I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Can I get a witness? And then I figured it had to be that church service I went to with Smokey. That was his nickname. So he had took me that church. That's the only thing different had happened. I had been to that service. Then I like, oh, they prayed for me. But then usually when you play in church, people pray all they want. You ain't expecting nothing. You just folk praying just as a formality. But no. And I prayed and I spoke in tongues back there too when they prayed with me. But I didn't know you're supposed to keep doing it or nothing like that. I had no instructions. This helping somebody. Y'all gonna just have to forgive me because I'm gonna do the communion, but this is helping. I'm telling you what it's like. I was in church, but I'm telling you I was sincere about God. With all I knew, which it left a lot to be desired. And so I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And then I realized I got to serve. I want to go to church all the time. Now, I don't miss a service. I went. Some of y'all, you know, you don't go to church during the middle of the week. You might not be filled. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't be missing church. Oh, no, you get a hunger. You talking about hunger? You get a hunger, an appetite for God. Like, it's voracious, voracious, whatever that word is. So, I mean, it's big. So they needed somebody to teach Sunday school. I done told this before, but I feel like telling it again. They needed somebody to teach Sunday school. So I waited till everybody else wouldn't volunteer. I told the lady, Miss James, Sister James, I said, she was Sunday school superintendent, amen. And so I was discovering new things right in my own church, the church where I was. So I said, I'll volunteer. And said, will you volunteer next Sunday? I said, no, I'll teach it for the whole next 3 months. And they were trying to get somebody, you this week, you next week. I said, no, I'll teach it for the next 3 months, which means I got to go to Sunday school every day, every Sunday for the next 3 months. And man, the glory of God fell in that Sunday school. I didn't know nothing about the anointing. I didn't know what it was. But it was on my life. And I began to teach the word of God from the Sunday school. I'm telling you, they started talking about Sunday school filled up. I thought it was just my natural popularity. That sounds funny, don't it? I was the most popular, I was voted the most popular in my graduating class of over 500. You ain't laughing now, yeah. That's right. Anybody in my classmates here? No, ain't none of them here to get witness with it. No, I was most versatile, most popular, most athletic, most likely to succeed. I won so many superlatives till they told me we weren't going to give you a couple of them because you won too many. I'll bring the yearbook and show it to you. Well, what's up there with you? God was on my life. I was blessed. I loved all my classmates. An outstanding athlete. I was a class president. I'm telling you, God will take you to the top. And it was God. I give all God. And that was before I was filled with the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Don't treat me different now. Don't treat me different. You can make your checks. You can make your checks bigger. Don't treat me different. So anyway, amen. Praise God. God brought me from a long way. No car. Mother with third grade education. Sold news, sold papers, everything. Amen. I knew a lot of people, loved people. Oh, I'm telling you, God, it's just a great ride. So anyway, I was baptized with the Holy Ghost. And from that point, God said, you got to lead this church. Remember I told you, I said, you don't know what you're called to do until you're filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, you got to lead this church. I'm like, where am I going? He said, I'll tell you. He led me to a ministry where I got in a Bible school. The church had a Bible school, 2 years Bible school. Oh, I found out we watch feet by coming back to the night service. Those of you in the church, you don't go to night service? I went to every service they had. And night service, they broke out the bowls, you know, the foot tub. We had them at home back in them. And so they did the washing of the feet. Missionary Baptist to wash feet. Primitive Baptist, excuse me. Thank you, Primitive. Thank you, Harvey. AME. But a lot of us don't know what other people believe. But finally, I even asked the Jehovah's Witness. They come to the door. I said, what about the Holy Ghost? What's going to do about the Holy Ghost? Feel the Holy Ghost. Lie on him. And lady, she shut that conversation down. Amen. But anyway, God is so good. So I wanted to let you know the dimension. Somebody say the dimension. Amen. You got a lot of things covered. Just sitting praying in the Holy Ghost. I feel a lot of your breakthroughs. You can relax. You don't pray. A lot of your breakthroughs, you don't cover. It's not going to come from the message I preach. You pray. You exercise your authority, your position, your relationship in God, being filled with the Holy Ghost. You release God's power for your life. You created the grounding for it already. You did that. Now, most churches, a lot of churches, pastors, won't do this. They won't do this. They'd be scared to do it. They wouldn't do this. They're afraid half of y'all will leave or whatever. Amen. Well, they have to stay to pray. Y'all replace the ones that leave because of the testimony. But that's not going to happen. Amen. You're going to see the miracle. Make note of what God does. Make a note. The devil going to say, well, that was a coincidence to happen. That's not a coincidence. It's the power of God operating in your life. Amen. I have something else to tell you, but I got to go on now. So. When I get through it, it'll be it. I'm like, okay, God, I did what you told me to do. Amen. Glory to God. My God, my God. When y'all get back to Dallas, call me, brother. Let me know. Let me know the testimony, brothers and sisters. Amen. Well, let's receive. Have you been blessed? Amen. I thank you for your patience. Amen. I wasn't planning to go to no Bible school either. God sent me to the church. And when the Lord told me about Bible school, I was going to go to Raymond. I said, I got four kids. I can't go to no Bible school in Oklahoma. He said, I raised up one right here for you. Went right there. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I've been teaching faith in God since 19, whatever that is, 84. Faith in, this is all faith. This is all, these are the testimonies that go with your faith. Amen. You can tell the ones I tell you. Oh, Joel Osteen. Y'all know Joel Osteen there in Houston? Joel Osteen's ministry was born inside the people in his daddy's church. They prayed that ministry. That you are looking at the byproduct of Holy Ghost prayer when you look at Joel Osteen's ministry. His daddy's church, the Oasis, they birthed that ministry. They birthed him and that ministry right in that church. Like we did here, where you were praying the Holy Ghost like this. Most of us won't do this. There's people in spirit-filled churches that have never heard people pray in the Holy Ghost. Or do tongues and interpretation. It's in the Bible. It belonged to you. Well, Dr. Osteen would. He would. He prayed the Holy Ghost. He done had his wife healed from incurable cancer. He ain't shamed no more. He wasn't shamed. He was ignorant and defeated. He got filled with the Holy Ghost, got the miracle for his wife. She's still living. He's not been gone with the Lord over 10 years. And his son's ministry is worldwide. He gave birth to that. He gave birth to that. Well, what about us? What are we giving birth to? I don't know, but you'll know it. When that baby start kicking, you'll know it. I said, you'll know it. Amen. You're going to have such a wonderful time hearing the voice of God. You'll be talking to God just like he know you personally, because he does. Amen. Let the church say amen. Well, when is he going to stop? You know, is he going to stop and do the communion? Yeah, I mean, the Holy Ghost might, God might just stop in the whole service and we just walk out. Amen. God can do what he want to do. You be thinking we got to be on the schedule, don't you? Well, what about the offering? God has to handle that too. Are you serious? Yeah, I believe God. We talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, y'all. Amen. Let the church say amen. I've had a good time. Amen. I'm going to give it to Pastor Gunther so I can stop and just walk out. And I go on the Burger King and then go home. I know Tiger Woods playing today. Let the church say amen. Say this with me. Say, I thank God for the pastor's obedience to the Spirit of God. Because he has no idea in his own mind what we need individually. But God does. And he has allowed God to have his church, which belongs to God anyway, and his people, who we are, who belong to God also, to hear from heaven and to release our desires into this dimension of the supernatural and the miraculous. According to the word of God, we'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road, on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location, in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.